C1SP. Number 5B.
So, I feel that each one of us really sees how near this chapter on spiritualism is to each one of us. That each one of us really must have a sense that we correct consciously and definitely the belief in spiritualism and establish this sense of spirit of Christian Science, which presents as soul here that the fact that the identities of being, be it man, be it health, be it joy, whatever the identity of being may be, that identity, be it joy or health or happiness or manhood or mission, that is always untouched by the belief of retrogression, of going back. That the order of spirit is definite, that the order of spirit has only one transformation, that's reformation and translation into the spiritual. That's the only definite order of soul which she presents here. Also another belief of spiritualism which we encounter very often in this chapter is that spiritualism believes in transformation through many stages of belief. As far as I know, spiritualism has also 7 stages of belief through which one goes in one's development. And it looks, because there are 7, that it is again a counterfeit of Christian Science. Because in Christian Science we have not 7 human stages through which we go. Not 7 human spheres, I think they call them spheres, through which they go. We have 7 absolute identities of being. And not stages of belief. See, in Christian Science, we are presented that mind and spirit and soul and principle and life and truth and love express themselves in definite identities of being, in mind as the definite identities of ideas, as eternal, in spirit as definite identities of the order of spirit, in soul as the definite identities of the unchangeableness and intactness and integrity of being, and so on. These are the 7, but they are not 7 spheres. They are only 7 aspects of the one spirit. And so, Christian Science here, in that tone of soul, also shows that we do that transformation is not through human spheres and spiritualistic spheres until we reach spirit, but that transformation is a transformation which takes place always inspired by the one mind, by the one spirit, by the one soul, by the one principle, by the one life, by the one truth, and by the one love. That's a very different proposition. It's a very different proposition that if I feel a sense of retrogression coming on me, or a sense of fallacy coming on me, if I then say as a spiritualist, well, I have to go through many lives, through different spheres, until I can correct that situation. Or if, as a Christian Science, I sit down and say, now, what is really true? And I transform my consciousness and fill it with the one mind, the one spirit and the one soul and the one principle and so on, which corrects any aspect of fallacy and of failure. That's a very different proposition. So here, to recapitulate this third subject on soul, I quickly go through the seven subtones just to show the claim of spiritualism in false transformation. First, as mind, spiritualism believes in the transformation of matter into spirits and of spirits into matter. A false basis she presents here of transformation. Then, the second, she shows that spiritualism believes that the material is the medium through which a transformation to the spiritual is reached. Believes that the medium for transformation is material. Whereas in Christian Science we see, no, reformation takes place through the medium of soul sense. I identify myself with soul, and I reform myself to be the idea of soul through the nature of soul, through soul sense. Always on the same nature, you see. Then, third, she shows that spiritualism believes that the progressive condition can always be turned back into an old condition. See, it's the belief that backward transformation is possible, that the caterpillar transformed into an insect can return again back to the worm, and so on. That an acorn already sprouted and being a tree can then grow backward again down into the earth and be an acorn. It can't. It goes always on and on, even in nature. And so also in our life, that sense of backward transformation is very dominant in the human mind. The fear always lingers in the human mind that there can happen something which turns all our efforts backward, which makes all our efforts void. That's the sense of backward transformation. Then in fourth, soul as principle, she shows that spiritualism believes that an old condition can utter a progressive condition. That youth can utter the wisdom of manhood. That the old bottles really can hold a new wine. That therefore, an old condition, as she shows, that there is no return to an old condition, because impossible in science. Then in life she shows that spiritualism believes in retrogression. Life goes forward. Life is always that which goes on and on and on, forward and forward. But here she says, in Christian Science there is never a retrograde step, never a return to positions outgrown. Then in truth she shows that spiritualism believes that the so-called dead can come back and reappear. If they come back and reappear, it's also a return. I think once we have gone forward and departed from here, we don't long to come back. Most of us don't or won't. I think the sense is that life goes forward and forward. And it is a spiritualistic belief which always wants to hold back. See, that in us, and sometimes very, very dominant in us, a belief to hold back, not to go forward, not to change. So often we see that people are afraid of changes, to change place, to change their flat, to change their position, to change from one town to the other, to change this and that. They want to keep it just as they always had it. See, the chair must stand at the same place, and the vase must stand at the same place, and then on the mantelpiece must be this and that, and must stay there for eternity. There is no willingness to change. It's no going forward. That's just spiritualists, a spiritualistic belief that doesn't want to go forward. And lastly, we have love, soul as love, where it shows that spiritualism really believes that man can fall, that we can transfer man from a spiritual sense of existence, you see, spiritual sense of existence, soul and life, back into a material sense of existence, you see, the false sense of soul and life, transferring it back for transformation. Well, we all believe in this. We all believe we are mortal. Therefore, we all accepted the spiritualistic belief that we have been transferred from our original state of man's immortal existence back into a material sense of existence. Accepting consciously or unconsciously that we have a material existence, and that we walk and act and think according to a sphere of material existence, and take other people as a mortal existence and as mortals. We have accepted spiritualism, namely that it was ever possible to transfer the immortal sense of man back into a mortal sense of man. See, it's a great challenge, this chapter, to wake up and never to leave the premises that God is spirit, and that God created all things spiritually, and that God only knows itself as spirit and manifests itself as spirit and unfolds only that which is spiritual and identifies itself only through things which are spiritual, and therefore demonstrates and interprets itself only through spiritual means, and therefore supports vivifies and exalts only that which is spiritual. You see, it's a challenge to stay in heaven. Once through prayer and atonement and marriage, we have touched something spiritual, Christian Science comes and says, now be aware that the spiritualistic belief doesn't take you that away, that the spiritualistic belief doesn't turn you the next moment back into a material sense of the situation. That if we have prayed over a situation in prayer and have made up our minds to be willing to let go of a false situation and be willing to accept the divine working out, and in the measure as we have shown forth that in working this out we really do the best under the circumstances, the nearest right to the circumstances, show an ascendancy of good over evil, that then we have to stick to that and not let it be robbed, and that the next moment we say, now we have prayed over it, but I see the whole thing very different. I see that it's still bad, that the condition is still as bad as before. That's spiritualism. It's turning our spiritual sense again back into a material sense of existence. It's turning back. So spiritualism is something to be aware of and to be awake to its claim and to challenge it. To challenge it as a man. Now we make a break.